The next patient is Donald Coppo. The last name is C-O-P-P-O. Donald is the first name. This is a clinical case of a 74-year-old white male, a patient of Dr. Saint, S-A-I-N-T, dash, Flair. F like in Foxtrot, L like in Dima, E-U-R like in Roger. Who is referred to this office because of the presence of CKD stage 4. The patient's background history is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to 40 years of smoking. Coronary artery disease. Status post stent placement in the left circumflex. The patient has atrial fibrillation on anticoagulation with Eliquis. The patient had a pericardial effusion that required a pericardial window in the past. And has had episodes of congestive heart failure. In the laboratory workup, the serum creatinine is 2.49, the BUN is 52. The BUN creatinine ratio is elevated at 21. The estimated GFR is 26. Interestingly, the patient urinalysis that was done on December the 18th of 2023, it fails to show activity in the urinary sediment and there is no evidence of proteinuria, period. Pending is a protein creatinine ratio that we have to establish right away in order to make the diagnosis of kidney disease related to diabetes. But it is my impression that the patient is behaving more like a prerenal azotemia. We are going to approach the case by reducing the sodium intake as much as possible, decrease the fluid intake to 35 ounces in 24 hours, and we are going to use the administration of Lasix if the patient is above 210 pounds, period. I ask the patient to keep a blood pressure log and as well as the intake and output and body weight. And we'll repeat the laboratory workup. I doubt that this is related to diabetes mellitus, because this diabetes, although has been out of control for some time, is getting much better when the patient decided to put out tension and there is no evidence of proteinuria, which is non-selective, period. Number two, diabetes mellitus getting under control. Number three, coronary artery disease that is compensated. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is significant. Following number, the patient has anemia. I have the possibility to consider anemia related to CKD. However, this patient was receiving infusions at the cancer center while he was going to Lakeland 2 years ago. We are going to assess the iron, folate, and B12 prior to the next appointment, as well as the occult blood in the stool. paragraph. Thanks for your kind referral. We'll keep you posted of the progress. And the next paragraph, I invested reviewing the lab and the admissions to the hospital 20 minutes, and the face-to-face 30 minutes, and the documentation 10 minutes.